near the country's capital, Reykjavik. These people have visited the area to see the eruption.
This time there is a lot going on. A town involved might end up under the lava. That's kind of mixed feelings, to be honest.
I'm very excited to be here in this place, in this time, and just being able to see this natural phenomenon happen, just seeing lava emerge from the ground. It's just like something from a movie.
We're told it's unlikely to affect flights. An earthquake in China has killed more than 100 people and left more than 500 injured. A search and rescue efforts underway in a mountainous region in the northwest of the country. High workloads, poor communication and a lack of experience is resulting in victims of crime being let down by the justice system. That's according to a joint report by the Police Crown Prosecution Service and Probation. Fade Silva has more.
The reports looked at whether the three services understand what victims need and if they're being met. Many officers and staff complained of being asked to do too much and getting taken away from their main duties, leaving those affected by crime without an adequate service. In some cases where people's rights had been met, it was described as a box-ticking exercise. But there were also positive practices, including online portals with information about cases.
The UK's joined a US-led operation to protect shipping in the Red Sea after a number of firms pulled freight from the area. It follows increasing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels who support Hamas. Dame Esther Ranson has called for a vote on the legality of assisted dying after revealing she's joined Swiss clinic Dignitas. The broadcaster announced in January that she'd been diagnosed with lung cancer. And the cost of a Christmas dinner has gone up by 11% compared to last year. The price of a turkey meal has risen by more than a quarter since 2021. The average cost for a family of four is around £89. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Chris.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
This morning is going to see overcast skies. I can't see anything at the moment. It's pitch black. And spells of heavy and persistent rain. It's also going to be turning drier in the afternoon, though, with bright spells developing towards the evening. 12 degrees is going to be your high today. This evening will be dry with clear skies. These conditions will persist throughout the overnight period with a small chance of a few patches of cloud drifting in. 5 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Do you know what? A few weeks ago, I had to get into a dinner suit for a couple of gigs that I was doing. So I lost just over a stone. Just over a stone in a few weeks. I thought that was quite good. It's slowly coming back. I can feel that I can't get as close to the desk, the mixing desk, as I do normally this morning. Mikey's 70s at 7. No, 80s at 8, this is.
80s at 8.
It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry back. No, you to survive. And I sleep in a fever. So this is my
on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's quarter past eight, then on Tuesday, 19th of December, you've just heard Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry Love, Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now, and the Thompson Twins, their name's not Thompson and they're not twins, with You Take Me Up the A127. We've got Sue Pollard and Shaking Stevens on the way next, when we continue the 80s. See what I did there, did you?
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
I took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We're starting together.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It wouldn't be Christmas without a bit of Shaky Stevens, would it? We've got Matthew Wilder on the way next when we continue the 80s.
80s at 8.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look. Fresh map time. And there we go. It's starting to build up already. Ongar Road's very slow from the A12 overpass. In fact, it's further than that. Larkins Playing Fields. From Larkins Playing Field down to Wilson's Corner and back to Doddinghurst Road roundabout is very slow. Shenfield Road looks okay, although Hutton Road seems to be quite slow from Priest's Lane roundabout across to Alexander Lane roundabout and back again. Ingrave Road is slowing down from Orchard Avenue Button roundabout. That's opposite King George's Playing Fields by the train overpass area. From there up to Wilson's Corner is a bit stop-start and back to Shenfield Common. Traffic lights is slow. Outside Brentwood Station, it's a little bit sticky on the B186 from Myrtle Road up to the King's Road roundabout and back again. And Hanging Hill Lane seems to be quite slow as well, to be honest with you. It's only slow from... Oh, no, it's actually going back to Rayleigh Road. From Rayleigh Road down to St Martin's School and from just before Costcutter Supermarket up to St Martin's School in the opposite direction. Over in Billericay, the A176, as always, is slow from the Langdon Road roundabout up to the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout, across to the bottom of the High Street and back down into Langdon Road, level with the Billericay School. Everything else, oh no, hang on a minute, half the High Street seems to be slowing down. From Lewis Yates down to the bottom of the High Street, Langdon Road roundabout, and back again. That seems to be quite slow. Slowest part of that seems to be outside Waitrose in both directions. On the motorways, two problems on the M11. It's slow from Junction 7A, Harlow North, to just after Junction 7, Harlow, and it's also slow London bound again from Junction 5, Loughton, through to Junction 4, the A406. On the M25 anti-clockwise, it's just before junction 29, the A127, and that goes to just after junction 28, the A12. A12 London bound is slow between junction 21 Witham South and junction 20 Hatfield Peveril. Northbound A12 is slow between junction 17 Howell Green and junction 19 Boreham Interchange. A127 eastbound, it's slow there between Rayleigh Weir and Progress Road. Over in the corner on Canvey Island, there's slow traffic on Somms Avenue. That's between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way. A13 westbound is slow between the Pitsy Flyover, A132 to me and you, and Five Bells Interchange, the A176. London bound A12, slow from Kent Elms Corner to Progress Road. And again, London bound A127 this time. It's slow from the Rayleigh Weir to the Fair Glen Interchange. Over on the A12 London bound, it's slow from Junction 19 Boreham to Junction 18 Sandon. The Brentwood bypass on the A12 London bound is slow approaching the M25 at junction 28, and our old favourite, the A127 London bound, is slow from the A128 at Halfway House to the M25 at junction 29. And that's it, they're all the problems that I can see. As always, if you can see a problem, I'd love to hear from you. 01277 2030 32, the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. I've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
Nothing.
Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So, taking place on Monday the 15th of January, this is called To Dig or Not To Dig. That's not the question. It's being held in the Chantry Centre in Chantry Way, Billericay. It's a talk by Federico Filippi, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society from 8pm through till 10pm. It's going to cost you £3. Visitors are welcome. And if you want any more details about this, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide.
You ask me if I'm happy here, no doubt about it. You ask me if my love is clear, for me to shout it. Give you the best years of my life.
Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Now, Brentwood Food Bank desperately needs some food. A couple of weeks ago, they fed 199 people who couldn't afford food after paying all their bills. So, if you can help, get in touch by calling this number, 01277 224 528, or you can email info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. If you can't remember that, just Google Phoenix FM and Brentwood Food Bank and it will come up with a link to our station. Billericay's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:45, 8:45 on the mad dash to work this morning. School's only got a couple of days left, so everyone's probably taking it easy. 8:45, 8:45 on the way next. We've got Nick Kershaw for you when we continue the 80s. And in 20 minutes' time, 90s at 9.
Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp, and on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, The Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 Show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Sometimes I sit here feeling alone. No one to talk to. I got no telephone. Yeah. And at night I wake up, I just lie in bed. Come on. Thank you.
60s Decades Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So there's no interviews today, but tomorrow after 10, we're going to be chatting to local author Sylvia Kent and Michael Shearer on 123 tomorrow afternoon with our lovely Bob. He's going to be chatting with local resident Daphne Norris about her life and times and Christmases past in Brentwood and Billericay from the 1930s to the present. Bob's also going to be chatting to Father Christmas. Yes, he's taken some time out of his busy schedule, and he's going to be talking to him about the challenges of the Christmas period and the day his boots got stuck in the chimney.
Smiles.
hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.